trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们低头祷告。
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典，你教导我们走上生命之道。我们也感谢你赐给我们很多的福气。我们现在愿意打开我们的心门，求主的灵住在我们的心中，引领我们，感动我们。求主帮助每位听众可以明白你赐给他们的教训。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in book number 2 to lesson 55.
拿出第二册，咳咳，我们翻到第55课。
Lesson 55.
第55课。
The subject of lesson 55 is, Blessed are the meek.
第55课的题目是，温柔的人有福了。
The third blessed is recorded in Matthew 5:5.
第三个有福了，是记载在马太五章五节。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
It is interesting to note,
这个有一件有兴趣的事情，
that the Beatitudes are progressive.
就这八福乃是一步一步的向前进。
We must first be poor in spirit.
我们必须先有虚心。
In order to feel the need of Christ's saving grace.
才会感觉到需要基督那种拯救的恩典。
When we study the life of Jesus,
在我们研究耶稣的一生的时候，
Our own lives appear exceeding sinful.
我们自己的生活就显得非常的罪恶。
We mourn our sins.
我们就因为自己的罪恶而哀痛。
Which offend God.
这些罪恶是得罪上帝。
This leads to genuine repentance.
这样就使我们有真正的悔改。
As we give our lives into God's hands,
这是我们将自己的一生交在上帝的手里。
Our natures change.
我们的本性就会改变。
Until we become like him.
直到我们就像他。
Gradually, our selfish pride.
渐渐的，我们这种自私的骄傲。
Turns to humility and meekness.
就会转变成为谦虚和温柔。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
Certainly, a worldly man would not say this.
世俗的人是一定不会这样说的。
He would tell you,
他会告诉你,
that an ambitious man,
一个有野心的人,
cannot afford to be meek,
或者是有大志的人是不能够温柔的。
To him, meekness is a sign of weakness.
对他来说,温柔也就是软弱的记号。
In order to get ahead,
为了赶在别人的面前,
says he,
他说,
it is necessary to be aggressive.
就必须要采取攻势。
The only way to be aggressive,
要采取攻势的唯一方法,
is to play up one's abilities.
就是要尽量的表现个人的能力。
Yes, or to brag on a person's abilities.
就是夸耀个人的才干。
Now and then, it is necessary to be a bit tricky.
有的时候甚至需要狡猾一点。
If a person is too honest,
一个人要是太过于诚实,
he will certainly lose out.
就一定会失败。
So reasons the worldling.
世俗的人就是这样的理论。
A worldling is the person of the world. Christ also said,
基督还说,
learn of me.
你们要学我的样式。
For I am meek.And lowly in heart.
我心里柔和谦卑。
Matthew 11:29.
马太十一章二十九节。
From time immemorial,
从太初
，Jesus Christ lived with God the Father.
耶稣与天父上帝
in heaven
同住在天上。
He as the second member of the Godhead.
他是上帝神格中的第二位。
Was equal with the Father.
那是与天父同等的。
Moreover, all things were created by him.
而且万物也是由他而造。
Thus Christ was the creator.
所以基督也就是创造主。
Regardless of this exalted position.
虽然他有这样崇高的地位。
Christ was willing to stoop low.
但是基督还是愿意降低他的身份。
To save mankind from sin and eternal death.
拯救世人脱离罪恶和永远的死亡。
He gave up his kingship.
他放弃了他的王位。
And permitted himself.
准许让他自己。
To be made a little lower than the angels.
比天使微小一点。
Christ.Was born into a poor man's home.
基督是生在一个贫苦人的家中。
He came to earth.
他来到世上。
As a deliverer.
成为一个拯救者。
But he did not assume the haughty bearing of some earthly conqueror.
但是他却没有表现那世上的征服者那种高傲的态度。
Through a life of perfect obedience.
他一生顺服
to his father's will
他天父的旨意
and unselfish service
从事无私的服务
for his fellow men
服务他的同胞
Christ demonstrated the superiority of love over hate
耶稣基督他做了一种示范表明爱是高过仇恨
Of kindness over selfishness.
仁慈是胜于自私。
Of meekness over pride.
温柔是胜于骄傲。
For every article of value.
每一样有价值的东西。
There is usually a cheap imitation.
通常都会有一种廉价的模仿物。
So it is with the pearl of meekness.
这种温柔的珍珠也是同样。
There is an insincere, polite talk.
有一种不是出于真心的客气话
which must not be confused with true humility.
是不能够和真正的谦卑混为一谈的。
The Chinese language is full of expressions of self-depreciation.
在中国话里头有很多是自贬的话。
From the lips of many, we hear oneself referred to as
你可以听见很多人他们称自己
as little brother
就是小弟
and the expression unworthy
或者是说不敢当
still often these very polite people
但是这些个客气的人
will take offense because someone else does not value them sufficiently.
这些个人却常会因为有人看不起他们而生气。
他看不起我 we hear someone say.
我们常听人说他看不起我。
Another form of pride is taking offense.
所以骄傲的另外一种方式呢就是被触怒或者是被得罪。
Would you not say that much face-savingReally has its roots in pride.
你能够否认这种顾面子的行为实在是大多是根源于骄傲吗？
Jesus wanted his disciples to learn humility.
耶稣希望他的门徒要学会谦卑。
Being Jews, They prided themselves on having God's truth.
他们既是犹太人，则因为持有上帝的真理而感觉到骄傲。
They regarded themselves as the only ones who deserved salvation.
他们认为自己是唯一配得救恩的人。
When they heard Christ speak of his kingdom,
当他们听到基督谈论到他的国度的时候，
each of these men sought for the highest position.
每个人都寻求最高的地位。
Unconsciously, they revealed that they were still subjects of Satan's kingdom.
他们在不知不觉的时候就表明他们仍旧是撒旦国度中的臣民。
Where struggle for supremacy is the way of life.
在那个国度之中要争竞最高的地位就是生活的方式。
Jesus said to them,
耶稣对他们说，
Whosoever will be chief among you,
谁愿为首，
let him be your servant,
就必做你们的仆人。
Matthew 20:27,
马太二十章二十七节。
The last act of service Christ performed on earth,
耶稣在世上所行的最后服侍人的一件事情
was to wash the feet of his disciples,
就是洗他门徒的脚。
This one act as servant of servants,
这种仆人的仆人的仆人中的仆人的举动，
washed away the pride of these once grasping men,
就把那些一度是贪心的人他们的自负洗掉了。
They began to see themselves in a new light.
他们就开始用一种新的眼光来看他们自己。
They realized at last the true greatness of humility.
他们终于了解了真正谦卑的伟大。
The promise to the meek is,
对温柔的人有这样的应许，
They shall inherit the earth.
他们必承受地土。
That earth will be the earth made new.
这就是新造的那个世界。
The eternal home of the saved.
也是得救的人永久的家乡。
In 2 Peter 3:13 we read,
在彼得后书三章十三节说，
But according to his promise,
但我们照他的应许，
we wait for new heavens and a new earth,
盼望新天新地。
In which righteousness dwells,
有义居在其中。
Heaven will be populated with people who are unselfish.
在天国必会住着不自私的人。
Considerate of others,
为他人设想的人。
And modest,
还有谦卑的人，端庄的人。
In heaven,Man will not glory in his own riches.
在天国，人不会因为他的财富而自夸，
or might,
或者因为他的能力而炫耀。
His only glory will be in the cross of Christ.
他唯一的荣耀就是夸基督的十字架。
He will praise his Redeemer for considering him worthy of such great salvation.
他要赞美救主，因为主认为他配得这样大的救恩。
Friend, you may at times eat the bitter.
朋友，你可能在这世界上会吃苦。
For being meek and lowly in this grasping world.
因为在这贪婪古旧的世界上头，因为你的谦卑和温柔而吃苦。
But take courage.
但是你当鼓起勇气来。
In the end, it will be well worth it.
在最后，它仍是值得的。
We have 13 vocabulary words to lesson 55.
第55课一共有13个生字。
Lesson 55, the first vocabulary word.
第55课第一个生字。
Beatitudes.
八福。
Beatitudes. To...Progressive,
进步的。
Progressive. 3. Ambitious,
采取攻势的。
Ambitious. And four is aggressive.
有大志的。
Aggressive.
第三个是有大志，第四个是采取攻势。
Five. Abilities.
才干。
Abilities. Six. Tricky.
狡猾。
Tricky. Seven. Exalted.
崇高的。
Exalted. Eight. Haughty.
高傲，傲慢。
Haughty. Nine. Conqueror.
征服者。
Conqueror. Ten. Superiority.
卓越。
Superiority. Eleven. Insincere.
不诚心的。
Insincere. Twelve. Self-depreciation.
自贬。
Self-depreciation. And thirteen. Deserved.
配得。
Deserved. Let us read this lesson together in English.
再把这一课用英文念一遍。
Lesson 55, Blessed are the meek. The third blessed is recorded in Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. It is interesting to note that the Beatitudes are progressive. We must first be poor in spirit,in order to feel the need of Christ's saving grace. When we study the life of Jesus, our own lives appear exceeding sinful. We mourn our sins, which offend God. This leads to genuine repentance. As we give our lives into God's hands, our natures change.Until we become like him. Gradually, our selfish pride turns to humility and meekness. Blessed are the meek. Certainly, a worldly man would not say this. He would tell you that an ambitious man cannot afford to be meek. To him, meekness is a sign of weakness. In order to get ahead, says he,It is necessary to be aggressive. The only way to be aggressive is to play up one's abilities. Now and then, it is necessary to be a bit tricky. If a person is too honest, he will certainly lose out. So reasons the worldling. Christ also said, Learn of me, for I am meek.And lowly in heart. Matthew 11:29. From time immemorial, Jesus Christ lived with God the Father in heaven. He, as the second member of the Godhead, was equal with the Father. Moreover, all things were created by him. Thus Christ was the Creator. Regardless of this exalted position,Christ was willing to stoop low to save mankind from sin and eternal death. He gave up his kingship and permitted himself to be made a little lower than the angels. Christ was born into a poor man's home. He came to earth as a deliverer, but he did not assume the haughty bearing of some earthly conqueror.Through a life of perfect obedience to his Father's will and unselfish service for his fellow men, Christ demonstrated the superiority of love over hate, of kindness over selfishness, of meekness over pride. For every article of value, there is usually a cheap imitation. So it is with the pearl of meekness.There is an insincere, polite talk,
which must not be confused with true humility. The Chinese language is full of expressions of self-depreciation. From the lips of many we hear oneself referred to as little brother, and the expression, I am unworthy. Still, often, these very polite people will take offense because someone else does not value them sufficiently.
他看不起我,
we hear someone say. Another form of pride is taking offense. Would you not say that much face-saving really has its roots in pride? Jesus wanted his disciples to learn humility. Being Jews, they prided themselves on having God's truth. They regarded themselves as the only ones who deserved salvation. When they heard Christ speak of his kingdom, each of these men sought for the highest position. Unconsciously, they revealed that they were still subjects of Satan's kingdom, where struggle for supremacy is the way of life. Jesus said to them, Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Matthew 20:27. The last act of service Christ performed on earth was to wash the feet of his disciples. This one act as a servant of servants washed away the pride of these once grasping men. They began to see themselves in a new light. They realized at last the true greatness of humility. The promise to the meek is, they shall inherit the earth. That earth will be the earth made new, the eternal home of the saved. In 2 Peter 3:13 we read, But according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Heaven will be populated with people who are unselfish, considerate of others, and modest. In heaven, man will not glory in his own riches or might. His only glory will be in the cross of Christ. He will praise his Redeemer for considering him worthy of such great salvation. Friend, you may at times eat the bitter for being meek and lowly in this grasping world, but take courage. In the end, it will be well worth it. Let us thank the Heavenly Father today for the spirit of the meek and lowly Savior.
在今天应该向我们的天父表示感谢，因为我们有这样一位谦卑的救主。
Let us ask him to help us follow the Savior all the way in this life.
哎，我们祈求他来帮助我们在今生来顺从救主的榜样，跟从他。
And then in the future life, may we have the wonderful privilege of seeing him face to face.
还有我们在来生也能够有这样的特权，得以面对面的和他相见。
May God help you and bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝帮助你，赐福给你。我们再会。